It's unusual for people to have an incredible sense of smell. In the perfume industry, these people are called noses. But in reality, you don't smell with your nose, you smell with your brain. Our sense of smell increases until we're about 8 years old, then plateaus and declines as we age. And yes, women consistently outperform men when it comes to smelling abilities. Yet even the best female noses pale in comparison to the average dog's sense of smell. A bloodhound's nose has 40 times the number of scent receptors found in a human's. The area of the human brain devoted to smell, the olfactory center, is about the size of a postage stamp. A dog's can be as large as a handkerchief. Any guess as to whose sense of smell is among the best in the animal kingdom? Is it the aforementioned bloodhound, the truffle-hunting pig? The answer may surprise you. To find out, you're going to have to leave the land, grab your scuba gear, and get in the water, for the holder of this distinction is the shark, the bloodhound of the sea. For years, fishermen have known this, and they've used it to their advantage. To catch sharks, they use a scent bait of ground fish, blood, and oil called chum. It may sound disgusting, but that fragrance is catnip to sharks. Land predators, such as lions, rely on vision. They eye their prey and then give chase. But sharks operate a little differently. There's not much to see in the ocean, where nearly everything appears in shadowy variations of blue. So a shark's perceptual universe is dominated by scent. It's their most acute sense. Amazingly, almost two-thirds of the great white shark's brain is devoted to olfaction. The ocean's water is full of fragrances we cannot even imagine, let alone detect with our own noses. Dissolved salts, freshwater runoff, pheromones from other great whites, chum. Sharks are one of evolution's greatest success stories, with an ancestry dating back more than 400 million years. They predate the dinosaurs and have outlived them by another 65 million years. And they owe it, at least in part, to their nose. As a shark swims, it's following its nose for more than just prey. It is essentially smelling its way through the open ocean. But what makes that nose the envy of any perfumer? First of all, unlike our nose, a shark's is not called on to perform a twofer. We both breathe and smell through our noses, but sharks don't. They have gills for breathing. Their nose is dedicated solely to smelling their prey's scent trail. Sharks detect smells through two nostrils located on the underside of their snout. Scent-bearing seawater flows in and out, bringing information about prey, potential mates, and even navigational clues. Researchers recently found that leopard sharks, after being picked up and moved elsewhere in the sea, used olfactory clues to find their way back home. In the name of science, other researchers gently plugged the nostrils of selected sharks and observed them closely. Without their sense of smell, they were lost. Sharks can smell 10,000 times better than a human, and they can detect and follow scents over great distances, often the length of several football fields. A shark's sense of smell is also directional, with nasal cavities that act like ears. They can tell if a scent is coming to their right or left nostril and speed off like a silver arrow in that direction. A shark's ability to smell is so acute it seems like a superpower, and it is. Consider, a lemon shark can detect one drop of blood in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And that kind of sensitivity blows our noses right out of the water. You can learn more about how animals like sharks and salmon and birds use odor to navigate at aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.